Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you get this voice message. Additionally, I hope you are well. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents took me to the Pine Knob Ski Resort in Independence Township. Independence Township is near Clarkston, Michigan, which is about 30 miles from Detroit. Pine Knob has a baby slope, an intermediate slope, and an advanced slope. I had skis, given to me from a previous Christmas, and I was familiar with skiing. So, I put on my skis, and I took the ski lift up to the top of the advanced slope. It was exciting! I got to wear my new designer snow suit, hat, scarf, and snow goggles. Because my young sweaty jugs were so big, my mother had to alter the chest area of my luxe snow suit. My mother sewed in transparent vinyl in place of the fabric, and she installed miniature battery-powered lights. Wherever I walked while wearing my unique snow suit, everyone could see my enormous illuminated pink melons. Norm, as I ascended the slope while sitting on the seat of the ski lift, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my delicious genitals. And then I felt it again. As I sat on the lift seat, I felt a powerful upward pressure just below my snatch. And then I heard ripping sounds. Something under my seat was driving itself through the fabric of my one-of-a-kind snowsuit and through the fabric of my edible panties. Before I had a chance to react, the item in question hammered its way into my tight, dreamy pussy, and it began to fuck me. Norm, I was taking a dick. When I looked down between my legs, I saw a monster 2-inch in diameter wide by 14-inch long rubber dildo moving in and out of my sweet fuckhole. But how? Why? While I was taking the dick, my snowsuit somehow got snagged on the overhead metal cable above me, and my snowsuit was torn off. As the enormous dildo crammed me, my body moved violently up and down on the ski lift seat. While I moved up and down, my edible panties were torn off. Norman, except for my brassiere, I was heading up to the top of the slope completely naked. However, as I tried to bend over and release my skis, my open nipple brassiere got snagged on the lift seat, and like my other garments, my bra was torn clean off. I was buck naked, and I was coming, and moaning, and moaning, and coming. Because I was shaking as I came, my skis and ski boots were vibrated off my lovely, manicured feet. My eyes were rolled back like a shark eating a trigger fish. My head was tilted back, and my mouth was open. My body was covered in goosebumps. The titanic-sized dildo must have entered my fuckhole and crap hole thousands of times. Eventually I blacked out, and my naked, heavily dicked body slid off the ski lift seat. Norm, I landed on the roof of the hot chocolate shack situated 100 feet below me. Naturally, I slid off the roof, and my body came to a stop at the entrance to the hot chocolate shack. I was still reeling in the afterglow of orgasm. According to the police, someone had mounted a remotely controlled very powerful dildo machine under my ski lift seat. The pervert that controlled the dildo machine was never found. The cops did find a 1969 Ford Econoline van filled with half a dozen Mexicans, but they couldn't connect my freshly reamed out hungry pussy to them. A man that controlled the Pine Knob ski lift watched me get bored out by the dildo machine while he was looking through his company binoculars. As I was being loaded into an ambulance, the ski lift operator touched my foot and he said,
"One time I was on a beach with my father. My dad was sitting on a chair 50 feet from me, and he was reading. I was standing near the edge of the water, wearing swimming goggles, a snorkel, and flippers. At some point, I was bent over, picking up an interesting shell. While I was bent over, I heard a loud whining motor. When I turned around, a drone was coming at me fast. Something long and round was clamped onto the front of the drone. It looked like a pipe. I ran with everything I had. But the drone caught up to me. That long and round pipe I originally saw went into my ass. The drone literally lifted me off the beach, and it flew about a mile and a half down the beach while it repeatedly cornholed me. I must have looked like I was possessed. My eyes were rolled back and my mouth was open, and I was moving down the beach, but my feet were off the ground. My father had rented an all-terrain vehicle. He raced me and pulled me off the big dick, and that's when the drone flew towards my pop. The drone positioned itself in front of my dad's face, and it made my old man blow the sickly big dildo that was mounted in front of the drone. I can still see the drone tilted on an angle, using all its power, as it slowly shoved the monster schlong into my dad's resisting mouth. My father clutched onto the shaft of the dildo as long as he could, but it was no use. It was really embarrassing for both of us. It was a bad scene, man.
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, if ever you go skiing, be careful when you sit on the ski lift. Someone may have installed a dildo machine underneath your seat. You could take a mammoth rubber dildo up your quivering, meat-starved minge. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate the piss out of my cunt, shithole, and nipples. Of course, I will be doing this while I lie atop my dead grandmother's old cum-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me, fuckstick. So I had chicks over for a party, and they came there to party. That's what parties are. Chicks come over, you're there. It was just a little light gathering, kind of a midwinter season gathering of chicks and men. The men was me, but I had them over. And whenever I have a chick over, a bitch over, I always make sure, or more than one bitch, I always make sure to leave the toilet running. I make sure the toilet runs. And you're going to say, why do you do that? Why would you make the toilet run? There's a flap inside the toilet tank. I don't know what country you're in, what you have. Maybe you don't have a toilet. Maybe you piss out a window, which I could easily do and have done millions of times. So I leave the toilet running. Now, why would I do that? There's a flap in the toilet tank, and you can lodge the toilet tank flap. Just put something under it. I usually use a screwdriver so that the flap never closes, and then I leave the room. Now, why would I want the flap in the toilet tank to never close? What it would do was cause running, right? The toilet would keep on running. It never could fill up. The tank couldn't fill up. Now, it's well water, so I'm not taking it from the city, but it's well watered, but you do have a pump going then. Pump that's underground, 180 feet, 70 feet, whatever the pump depth is till it hit water. Up in Michigan, there's water everywhere. Pure water down, hell, you could go down 10, 15 feet, drill your own well, and you'll hit water that'll never run out. That's how Michigan is. But don't tell other fucking people that, or there'll be no place to live here anymore. So I leave the toilet tank running so that, because there's a gathering, there's a party of people coming over, and I've got weed there. I've got pecaning paralyzer, fucking pecaning paralyzer, 97% THC. Honest to God, it's not a joke. It's powerful shit. It's only grown in Michigan. And you can't really get it. What you're going to get if you try to buy it is some nonsense rebranded, marketed as pecaning paralyzer. It's really not pecaning paralyzer. It's just standard fucking weed. Just a bunch of goddamn nubs of junk. That's all it is. Fucking nubs and some fucking stems. Who in the hell could smoke stems? You don't sell me a bag of stems, motherfucker. I'll put one right between your goddamn eyes. I don't want stems, man. I've had stems a lot. They think I'm stupid? Hey, look at the dude, man. Look at the dude with a fucking good-looking guy. Look at him come in here with his cat-like walk and shit. Looks like a rube. Let's sell him a bag of stems. Even if they don't sell stems, they'll compress it into the thing. You ever had it compressed? And it's just all fucking stems. You think, wow, look at that. It's filled with fucking big hardy leaves, but there's not big hardy leaves in it. There's one leaf over fucking packed in stems. You gotta be careful, man. When you buy weed, because they already know you're fucked up. You're stupid. You can't function in society. Shit like that. So I always fix the toilet when chicks come over because it gives me an extra edge. You're gonna say, what extra edge? It gives me an extra edge. And that extra edge is this. When they're over, When we're smoking, when we're drinking, when we're laughing, when their pussies are dripping, when the cocks are rock hard, when the music is playing, whenever I'm playing, they hear this running toilet tank. I shouldn't tell you this because this is, I swear to God, this is inside shit you should never know. But I know over years and years of experience. I just fucking know. You should never tell anybody this shit because then you lose your edge. Because there's some simp next to you or some imbecile down the street will do the same thing and water down the effectiveness of what I'm telling you now. So the toilet tank, you leave running because you use a screwdriver under the flap down there, the plug at the bottom of the toilet tank. That's where all the water goes into the hole in the bottom of the tank, goes back into your toilet, and that water in the tank is used to flush your shit down the pipe, this water, this force. But if you never have that flap close again down there, it really won't fill the toilet up, the tank, because it's always running, and it won't fill the bowl correctly. So why do I do that? Okay, why? It's a party, there's weed there, there's pussy there, I got a 15.5 pounder in my pants. Honest to God, you know the story, I don't have to go over it again and again. 15.5 pounds of dick. I waited on my friend's cocaine scale. He was a cocaine salesman. And it clunked out at 15.5 pounds. His sister was in the room. Good looking woman. She's not a good looking woman now. She got a fucking head like a basketball. And like all bitches, their head goes from round and it'll go like oval to a football. Because all the muscles fall apart in her face. That's shit they're fighting. They're hurrying up trying to find dick to get a house. They just football out and he looks stupid. There's a football. It makes it more appealing. You think, well, football head, you want to catch it. You want to throw it. You know, punch it, man, shit like that, because it looks like a football. So they hear this running water. And when chicks hear running water, you probably know this part. You've maybe heard this. Some people, when they hear running water, what happens? They got to pee, man. They got to take a leak. So they got to take a leak because they hear running water. So this thing is running, the toilet tank. They hear the toilet tank running. They gotta take a leak and what happens? Well, the pisser and a bitch is just below the goddamn clitoris. Is it a clitoris or clitoris? It's just below the clitoris. Every time the chick has to take a goddamn leak, there's vibrations all around her piss hole, all around the muscles, the tendons, the skin flaps, all around the pisser hole. I think it's urethra. It's all around that, the pisser hole. And it starts vibrating. The clit starts vibrating because she's got to take a leak. Once the clit starts vibrating on a bitch, you got her. Now she needs dick. She needs dick all night long. All she can think about is dick because her clitoris is bouncing all over the place, vibrating like hell because she has to keep taking a leak. She says, excuse me, we're smoking a bong or whatever I'm doing. We're hot knifing, whatever I'm doing. We're doing all kinds of shit with a weed and laughing and having a good time. The music's going on, partying. Even though everybody in the damn room, including myself, which I hate to say, even though that their large colon's filled with like 7 or 10 pounds of shit, and it's even more than that in a bitch because they're constipated all the time. A chick can't shit. They're so messed up. They're so panicked that they can't get somebody to buy them a fucking house. They can't get some house to get their name on. They think they're going to be homeless, which they probably will. And eventually they sell out and sell out and sell out and lower the standards, lower it, lower it, and lower the standards. And then she fucking hooks up with a guy that delivers cigarettes and shit to 7-Elevens in a big, long, 50-foot-long truck that says Kent cigarettes on the side of it, whatever cigarette it is. She ends up taking him. She says, fuck it, I don't know what I'm going to do. Pussy's all atrophying. When they go through menopause, man, I don't know if you know this, they don't get wet anymore. It's painful for them to fuck. And there's fucking pussy atrophies. It actually shrinks and gets hard. That's what a woman's cunt does, and they know this. They're panicked. 90% of the women you see out there, dude, is wearing a diaper. If she had kids, she's wearing a diaper. Did you know that? When a woman has kids, she's got to wear a diaper the rest of her life. She wears a rag for 30 years and puts on a diaper for the remaining years of her life till she's 80, 85, and she still gets goddamn dick. It doesn't make any sense. Wearing a diaper and wearing a fucking pad for a period for fucking years upon years upon years, and you want one, man. I should talk. I'm telling you how to get pussy with a running fucking toilet flap inside the toilet tank. When they hear that, they're going to take a leak. I did this just the other day. Now, this is leading somewhere. I did this the other day, Chicks got super horny. They kept having to urinate. Well, they got a huge urination stream, like a fucking half inch to three quarter of an inch. That's how big the piss hole is on a woman. And my friend fucking Rapalunge in the Detroit Health Department told me this. He said that's how big a chick's piss hole is when the pee comes out. It sounds like a horse taking a goddamn leak. If you really look into a female, you'll say, what the hell am I doing, man? I could go up north and take on Norm. Get a strap on and shit, get some dope going, I ain't gotta worry about pregnancy. What am I doing, man? You come to your senses, some shit like that. So, the running flap is going. The water's flushing down it. They gotta take a leak. The piss hole has got a half inch of stream going out of it. It's vibrating her clitoris. She gets super horny. And eventually, you'll be fucking all night long. And that's what chicks always dream about. That's in every goddamn thesis thing you'll ever read. They want to go all night long. All night long? All night long for fucking me is 3 to 5 minutes till I bang you out with the force of Mike Tyson's fist in his prime days going into your cunt, slamming again and again and again. That's all night long to me, but they think all night long. All you gotta do is look at a fucking candle today, dude, and you'll see that the candles have 3 and 4 wicks, wooden candles now, wooden wick candles, because they want to fuck all night long. They think the wood burns super slow and it'll fuck even longer and longer and longer. When they had one candle wick, which is really in the essence what they use these candles for, is to cut the stink of their pussy or you'd have to get out of there. I've literally dived out windows because I said, what the hell am I doing here? This can't be healthy. This can't be, this got to be unholy. The stench that I'm smelling, that's what they use candles for. To cut the air and fool you. But you don't have to be fooled. Why? Because you're hearing it from me, your pal Norm Augustinus. Tall, thin, handsome. Really, this is no shit. The recipe of what people want to be, I've known this since I was fucking 11 years old. I just known it. And this fucking woodwick candle will get you in trouble. It's going to burn all night, all night, all night. You'll never sleep. There's a huge fucking flame coming out of a jar. It's cutting a stink. You blew your load 3 minutes into it. There's the candle wicks burning and burning away. It's like suggestions. She's like telling you what it's going to be all night long. I don't want no fucking candle when I'm fucking. I don't want no candle. I don't want no air freshener. I just want to go in there. I want to find the hole. I want to feel it out in the dark. I want my fucking stump out. And I'm going to cram her from the rear. I'm going to cram her from the front. Slamp her around a little bit. And I'm going to get out of bed for half an hour. And I'm going to leave. That's what all men want to do, man. Quit trying to fucking force me to go all night long, man. I can't do that shit. Nobody can, man. Reminds me of Vietnam, man. I was in fucking Vietnam, and I was fucking in rice paddies. I could have went all night long, and I did go all night long then. But it became a horror. It became horrible. Dropped me out of a goddamn Huey helicopter. The goddamn VC, the gook kicks were just running down the rice paddies, man, running because my dick was coming. They knew what was happening, man. It's service time for Norm Augustinus. Here I come. Here comes El Ganco. El Ganco, I think it was that. Means the big one. They're running, man, with bags of rice in their hand. Running from your correspondent because the dick was coming. The dick was on scene. A fucking dick is way worse than any goddamn weapon you could ever find. Any fucking ammo you could find. Any bomb you could find. Even bigger than a fucking atomic bomb. Dick has years of repercussions. Lasting repercussions. Kids, AIDS, all kinds of shit that'll stay with you till the day you die. So once someone shoots you in the arm. Big whoop. So, this fucking toilet ran all night long, and I turned a bunch of chicks on. And, of course, your correspondent got pussy. It's incredible. I got pussy. I got reconnected in. You have to have your dick inside a cunt at least once or twice a year if you're that bad off. Because it regrounds you to the right-hand man of God. That's a woman because she can create. He still has his belief in females. They can create, so you got to get your cock in there and ground yourself out, get yourself back centered, get yourself replaned, because otherwise you could go nuts, because there's the fucking ground socket you need to survive. So why am I telling you this story about turning these chicks on? Turning them on at a party, smoking fucking reefer. Why am I telling you? Why am I talking about this with regards to a running toilet? Because here's why. Because about 3 days ago, I went to the toilet. I had to go to the toilet, my place up here in upper northern Michigan. I live in 100 acres. I got a little plot of land that I cut specifically for an ultralight aircraft. I've got a pilot license. And I live up here. And I'm telling you why I've done this, why I've done this thing. Because one day, the other day, 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, I went into the toilet. I was partying. I was having a good time. Living my life out in the, on the fucking woods. I got that 1 acre of fucking land that's been manicured for the airplane. I got my goddamn 64 Polaris Comet. It's an LE600. Excuse me. A 6-horsepower engine, snowmobile. Ancient, worth a fortune. Excuse me, I burned my throat out smoking all that dope, and some of it was shitty cheap. When I start smoking dope and drinking and shit, at that time, I don't care if I wake up. I don't know why I do that. Could wake up. I don't know if I am. I don't really care. I don't have forethought. I'm not pre-thinking in front of me. At that time, the pages stop. All time stops, and I'm just engaged in what I'm doing. So I go to the toilet. When I go to the toilet, this is no shit, I feel a sudden thump. The toilet crashes through the floor, and I end up downstairs. Honest to God, I end up in the fucking basement. Now, there are joists in the floor, so I had to fit perfectly through the floor, fucking between the joists. That shows you how thin, how fit I am. The toilet and myself went perfectly through the joists that are holding up the fucking press board floor boards, the press board. That's all they use anymore, press board or particle board. It's on roofs. It's on floors. That's all they use. Now, how did that happen? How did I fall through the floor? Because the press board for my running toilet, there was a leak or something on a toilet somewhere. The fucking, I think that guy told me it was a wax ring, if you know what that is. The wax ring wasn't sealed right. The press board got soft as shit like a sponge. And when your correspondent went down there, sat on there with my ass, with my body, with my 15.5-pound dick, I went through the fucking press board floor and into the basement. And I have to tell you right now, my one leg, I have to sort of drag it. I don't want to say drag it. But for the first day, I couldn't even really walk. I had to drag my body around. I think I pulled that nerve in your leg, that sciatica nerve. I think I've damaged that or hit that when I hit the fucking floor. But the toilet exploded like you can't believe. Now, when the toilet exploded, all kinds of rubbers were laying all over the place. Don't ask me how the rubbers got there, all laying all over the place. They were used rubbers, some of them your correspondent's rubbers, and other rubbers that I don't know anything about. How could rubbers get in there? How could rubbers fall apart? And I asked the guy, he said, no, they were probably flushed. And if they were flushed, they went down the drain of the toilet. There's like a snake in there. And somewhere in there, they got snagged. Somewhere they got hooked up. And then one rubber after another rubber got clogged up in the snake, kind of the snaked turn. It's like a turn inside the toilet past the bowl that goes down and into the pipe. And he said that that toilet probably snagged those rubbers. And those rubbers, when I crashed on the floor, when I hit, it was a beautiful scene, man. Should have been in a movie, could have been in a movie, and it was 100% true. Now, I hit the back of my head when I hit the toilet, and big chunks of porcelain, oven-fired porcelain, broke off all over, and I could have been killed. I mean, can you imagine dying that way? Here you are, you're Norm Augustinus, you're fucking just this unbelievable entity, and I die around rubbers and fucking pieces of thing, and one of the porcelain pieces hits me in the back of the head or in the neck and kills me right there. They find me there with my dick out, all the shit I've done, and I die in my own toilet. So the guy I had to call out said that. Said it probably hooked up in the actual piping inside the porcelain, and they just kept building up. That's from all the fucking going on in there. Now, some of the rubbers I don't recognize. I have to use a Magnum XL. In fact, it's called a Magnum XLA. The Magnum XLA, you can't buy in a fucking floor. You can't buy it in a grocery store, pharmacy. You can't go there, anything like that, a pharmacy or whatever you call it. You can't go there because they don't sell a fucking Magnum XLA or C. Magnum XLA, I think it is. You have to fucking buy it by kind of a prescription, and it gets mailed to you. They don't have it on the shelves because this is, I don't know if this is true or not. Someone told me that because they're so goddamn big, women see these on the fucking rack when they were on the rack, when they were on the shelves, when they were on those, that women would see this, chicks would see this, young women would see these and think, holy shit, that's going to go in my fuckhole one day. And I guess they got turned on. They couldn't think anymore. The mom had them once in the cart. They didn't want to be in a cart anymore. They didn't want to do anything like that. They couldn't think. They didn't want a chunky. They didn't want a bag of fucking Doritos. All they thought about was dick. They were awed and amazed by a dick that could be that big. The Magnum XLA, I think it's called. That's mine. I only use Magnum XLAs. You have to get them by a fucking prescription because my cock is so big, and they want to put you on a federal registry because a cock that big is no longer intimacy. A cock that big now is fucking dangerous. A cock that big has psychological repercussions. A cock that big can do actual damage, can actually do physical damage, bruising, tendons, muscles around the fuckhole. A cock that huge, they don't do the Magnum XLA. And there were Magnum XLs around my where the toilet fell through the floor, through the goddamn wet press board. If you know anything about press board, you know that once it gets wet, it sort of blows up. It expands and sucks up every drop of water if it's exposed to the elements. It sucks it up, and then the glue and shit in there falls apart. The compositeness of whatever it is, it just falls the fuck apart, and that's why the toilet went through the floor. Now, I went through the floor so beautifully, it was like I was a reverse ejection. Try to imagine being ejected from an F-16 or something like that, some fucking fighter plane. They're ejected out. Well, I was like ejected down through the rafters and into the floor. It looked like I had pulled a string and was ejecting down through the floor like a guy going reverse, ejecting out of a fucking F-17, F-14 fighter plane like that. It looked like that. I was so perfectly through the goddamn rafters when I hit the floor. Anyways, the guy said that the other rubbers in there, one snagged the other rubber and another rubber and another rubber and another rubber. And I wondered why. It seemed like the flow was going worse. Now, some of the fucking rubbers, some of the condoms weren't mine. Now, how the fuck could there be different condoms in my toilet? Doesn't make sense, does it? Who was in my toilet, fucking somebody, using a brand of fucking condom I wasn't using, and that's kept me up unbelievably long hours trying to figure out how this is. Who was in the toilet using condoms fucking somebody? You can't fuck yourself with a condom. You can't bend your dick around and shove it in your asshole. You know that. If we could, we would do that. I couldn't do that. Who was using condoms that weren't belong to me? They weren't Magnum XLAs, special prescription that one time was on the shelves. Honest to God, they were on the shelves, and I guess when women saw these, people saw these, they shit, and they thought, holy shit, in this store, in this Walmart, are somebody with a fire hydrant in their goddamn pants, somebody with a massive dick, now without clothes on and shit, what a world it would be, how spooky it would be. It would just add to the horror, the problems that I already have with regards to living a full life, a normal life that I already have. The thought of that is spooky. How could other condoms have gotten in my toilet, got snagged in a duck-like turn in the actual toilet itself as it was going down to the main sewage pipe that went down to the basement and flowed on an angle and went out into the septic tank? How could that do that? Who could have done that? Who could have used my toilet for other rubbers? I don't have a fucking clue, and it's spooky. Was I there with parties, man? This is what I'm thinking. Excuse me. I really burned my voice out. Was I there having parties and shit? When I was fucking, the Amazon girls. I mean, the Amazon Prime drivers that come over and I fuck them. You know, they can remove the tire. They can take the tire. They drop out the tire and empty the tire, goes flat. It sends a signal to the dispatcher that their truck is out of order at that time, and their job is to get it back up. They have like 45 minutes to come back with a report or get the thing going. Was I fucking in there? Was I having a party in there? Was there some other dude while I was on the other side of the wall unconscious with my goddamn mirror ball on and shit and my dope out? I got a little brass tray that I put my doobies on when I'm smoking. Was I in there? It's got an engraved picture of an elephant on it. Was I in there and somebody was in there fucking while I was unconscious and I didn't even know they were in there fucking? One of my bitches? I don't really know. One of the people over? Was one of the people a fucking dude and they were pumping one of the bitches and I thought she was a girl? Well, that could happen. They fucking do that now. Some dude that looks really good, his dick is taped up, it goes to the back under his crack of his ass, and they tape it up over his lower back area, his cock, the length of his cock, so it looks like he's a bitch. Now, did I have a guy over there that was looking like a chick and he was end up popped a fucking rod and ended up pumping one of my bitches when I was having a fucking party? I don't know, but it's a real goddamn dilemma. It's spooky. Excuse me, pardon me for all the clearing the throat, but it really got me really got burned out here smoking the dope. You got to be careful with that shit. And whenever I get a sore throat, I think right away, I stop and I say, holy shit. Excuse me. Have I ate somebody's pussy out and this bitch has killed me? I can't remember where she is. She's killed me. She's given me oral fucking throat cancer. She's killed me. Is that what this is? Is this the start of this? I start thinking shit like that right away. Is there some slut out there that's taking fucking almost so much goddamn meat and I ate her out, I get weak moments where I'll eat them out. I don't know why. You know how it is. You just go crazy. You say, fuck it. 10 hours a day, nonstop shit, maybe not have any money for retirement, maybe be living in a flop house or homeless. I might as well eat this chick's drain out. What does it fucking matter? I mean, I think that right away. I think back and I see, who could have did that? Well, I won't say it out a hitchhiker, but that was years ago. I ate her out, I didn't know her, and I thought, what's the difference? Another 2 weeks, I would know her. Another fucking 6 months, she might be a good friend. 2 years, she may be a valued friend. What's the damn difference if I advance the timeline and eat her the fuck out now, man? Walking around, horny as hell, her legs are moving, the legs are sending vibrations up her goddamn legs and into her clitoris. They're horny. If you ever see a chick hitchhiking, she's horny because she's receiving vibrations up her fucking gams and they're going right to her clitoris and she's turned on. When you pick her up, she'll just go right for your cock, man. I don't know who could have been at my house. Even worse than that, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking because I fucking fell through the damn floor. I didn't even put precedence over that. I fell through the floor. I'm dragging my leg for the first damn day. One of the pieces of porcelain could have cut my throat. I dragged the floor and there's rubbers laying around me, pieces of the toilet everywhere. And it was just a bad scene, man. I mean, a bad scene. I've had other things where I've had that happen, weird shit like that happen, but it was a bad fucking scene. A guy tells me, you're lucky when you went through the toilet, there weren't nails in the fucking joist holding the floorboards up, the press board up. He said, if you went past those nails, they often do that, leave nails, I guess. If you went past those nails when you fell through the joist, you'd have been fucking maybe killed. It would have tore your arms apart, tore them to the bone, tore... Anything could have happened, he said. The side of your body could have been torn apart. You could have... bled to death as you fell through the fucking floor. Why was there fucking other condoms that weren't mine? I only use Magnum XLA. I think that's it by prescription only because my cock is so big. In fact, they're by prescription because they're thicker fucking condoms. They're a thicker type of latex rubber. You can't use a standard latex rubber in a cock my size. You almost got to use a pool liner rubber, the same kind of consistency, the same thickness to fuck somebody when you have a cock as big as mine. So I'm laying down there. And I just laid there, I don't know how long, 4 or 5 hours. It reminded me of my stepfather once. I had a stepfather. I never met my real father, but I had him for years. He was a great man, greatest dad you could imagine. And he once went over the handlebars on a motorcycle. We were out in the woods and he was going to bond with me. He was really uncoordinated on a motorcycle. So was I for that matter. And he went over the smallest goddamn bump and my stepdad flipped right over the fucking handlebars. I can still see the scene in my mind. The goddamn thing, it looked like a carnival performance. It was a perfect flip over the handlebars. He was in the goddamn air. Now he weighed about 260, 280. He was in the air, and when he hit the ground, I heard it. Even sitting on my mini bike, my Honda 70, I heard a big goddamn thump and saw a big poof of dust, and he laid there for hours until I got back home on the Honda 70. My mom drove up actually on this property, which was really ballsy of her. It was hills and trenches and deep and woods, and we loaded him up in the car, and he went home. He never rode it again. It reminded me of something like that. I'm laying there thinking of shit like that for hours as I laid there like my dad did, trying to regain my composure, regain what I was, and I was looking up and into the hole that was into the floor. Some point you have to reevaluate shit. See, that was stupid of me, what I did. I ran the toilet water too long, and there was a leak in the wax ring or some shit like that, he told me. The wax ring, the thing was running, the wax ring was leaking water, and had been leaking water, he thinks, for a long time. That means that one of the bitches that I have over that I've constantly impaled with my fucking 15.5-pound cock, one of them could have went through the fucking floor and what would have happened? That had gotten a paper. Banged out bitch with cum all over, went through floor and landed on the basement of Norm Augustinus's basement. Investigation underway. I wouldn't have wanted something like that. You don't want that. You want to pleasure them. You don't want them going through the goddamn floor in a fucking toilet like you've been ejected, reverse ejected from an F-17 fighter plane. That's how I was. I was sitting compactly. When I sit on a toilet, I sit in an angle. I don't know why I ever broke that. Because I was so little, I was just a shrimp for years. I sat on the side of the toilet because if I sat in the front of the toilet, I kind of thought I would fall into the toilet. So I went at an angle on the toilet where I had better gripping. And I still do that today. Right through the goddamn floor. Magnum XLA condoms there. And then other condoms, I have no idea what they were. How could they have been there? So the guy says to me this. Well, maybe someone in manufacturing. Maybe one was fired in the kiln. Or after the kiln, maybe it was that. Its toilet is just clay, special clay, and they fired it in a heater, and they put a ceramic coating on it. He said maybe somebody was fucking in the factory, the guy that came over to my house. They were fucking in the factory, and to get rid of the rubbers, to get rid of the evidence that was filled with cum, the people, the whores that he was fucking on the plant floor, whoever it was, these slags that work in the plants, they're like fucking carnies. He says maybe they taped those inside the toilet hole in the bowl, the hole in the bowl, to hide them from the floor supervisors walking around, and they'd never be caught. Now they were in my toilet, and I've been sitting there all this time, like incubating, like taking care of their rubbers. That bitch is probably long dead. She probably died from HIV. He's probably dead too from the poisonous gases in the fucking factory. But there's a relic of them in my toilet in my house in upper northern Michigan. It makes no fucking sense, man. It's kind of creepy. Digging, she's getting dick there. Why is she getting dick? Because they all want dick. They all want dick initially to use as a tool against you because you're so fucking stupid. Oh boy, I came. I came. I'm going to give her my house. Look at, let's get over to the fucking county and let's change the fucking deed on my property and put your name on it. I came. You idiot. Wow. Go beat your meat, dude, and you ain't going to lose your house. I came. Every fucking thrust, every cram, every jam fucking of your hips with your cock out while you're fucking her, every thrust, cram, jam puts in about 5 inches of schlong at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. This is a mathematical formula. So that's about 3,000 inches per fuck. Now there are 63,360 inches in a mile. So the bitch needs, do the math, the bitch needs to screw about 21 times to take 1 mile of dick. They take a mile of dick and all they have to do is screw 21 times. They have to screw a 5-inch cock 21 times on average. One thrust per second for 10 minutes. That's 3,000 inches per fuck. It's the math, man. Your slut, the chick you're chasing, the chick you're killing her for, takes a mile of dick a meat a month even before you met her. Now, that's just with her cunt. If you had her asshole, that's 2 miles of meat. 2 miles of meat times 12 is 24 fucking miles of dick. 24 miles of meat she takes a year, and you killed yourself to fucking hook up with her, man. Ding, 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 ding. Warning. All they are is meat eating machines. Now, there's a lot of chicks that might screw maybe every fucking day. I don't know. This is just an average of 21 times to take a mile of dick. They just walk around taking a mile of dick. If I get dick, I'll find some ignoramus like you. And I'll own stuff. He'll pay for me. He's going to pay for my rags. He's going to pay for my food. He's going to pay for my medicine. He's going to pay for my car. He's going to pay for my gasoline. He's going to pay for the fucking house. He's going to pay for everything. And all I did was lick his balls, man. I'm sorry, man. I think I just had a mini breakdown. I had a mini breakdown, man, because I know all the fucking facts. I got all the fucking facts. I know them all. And they're beating away, they're chipping away at me, man. It's like one drop that never ends on a piece of granite for 1,000 years. Eventually the drop of water gets through. It can get through, and that's the same thing that's going to get through to you. Your demise will be in a bitch somehow related to a woman. You're going to lose something, and she's going to get everything. She's going to lie, lie, lie. The hell they do is lie. They don't know the difference from truth to reality, man. They don't. It's automatic lie straight off. Laying there, man, thinking of all these things I've done. Plumber says to me, yeah, you got to replace that whole area there, the press board. You're lucky you're filling through the joist and didn't hit a nail. You're lucky you weren't killed when you didn't hit the floor and the pieces of porcelain went in your neck, your artery, your carotid artery. You're lucky in all that, but the one thing that really concerns me, I survived all that. I've survived shit like that. I survived a fucking plane crash in an ultralight aircraft at over 3,000 feet. I survived that. And then when I landed in water in a swampy area, and a woman was standing there. She's standing like it was an angel. She took me to her place. Her family is a wholesale marijuana grower here in upper northern Michigan, and we fucked in a back building, and I remember that was the one time that I cried that hard my entire life. Yeah, I cry. Everybody does. You're supposed to. That's how your system works, fuckstick. I cried as I was fucking her. It wasn't because she saved me. It was because she was so much more. She was filling every fucking hole. She was like wood filler on a bad board. She filled them all and looked good in the end, and I looked good and felt good in the end. People like to admire it. It's just the shit that happens. I could have been killed there. I wasn't killed. I just keep coming and coming and coming until I don't keep coming. When these fucking recordings stop, you know I'm not coming anymore. You know something's happened. You know I'm out. I'm down. I'm out for the fucking count. Or fucking tapped out. Is that what they say, tapped out? Now think about what you're dealing with shit, when it comes to pumping. Think about the chick you're looking at across from you, on your left, on your right, sitting behind you, wherever you are, in whatever shitty office, whatever fucking organized zoo you're in, whatever organized mental fucking decapitate, whatever you're fucking in, it's designed to destroy you, use you up, and spit you out. Look at those bitches around you. They'll still be here at 85 years old taking dick. I read this. There's a pandemic of old people taking dick all the time in nut houses and in fucking old age places because they think they got nothing to lose. Who cares if they get HIV? They're dead anyways. They just keep on fucking. Women keep on fucking. And where you're at right now, she's been fucking since she was 14. You know how hard that is to fool you, how hard it is to work nonstop and look like you're a regular, normal citizen with a right brain? How can women even walk around? There she is next to you. She took a mile of dick last month. Hooray! She's going to take a mile of dick the next month. Hooray! And another mile of dick, and another mile of dick, and another mile of dick. Her hardest thing is to keep convincing her audience around her that she's not like that. That's all they do. I'm not like that. I've got morals. I got ethics. I got standards. They're trying to convince you nonstop. Eventually, they break down mentally and they go nuts. That's the one thing that happens and you can hope for that'll get them back. I hear at home with no fucking throat. You're at home with a voice box machine trying to talk. I'm hungry. Saying you're hungry, man, because you ate some chick snatch out and she's still in good shape in a $600,000 house with her wet panties. There she is, there you are. So I had to clean the whole floor up. And I got better, dragging my leg, thinking about all the things, laying there. It gave me real time for introspection. Introspection? Gave me real time for that. And I ran everything through. I ran back. I thought about my ethics, my morals, my religions, my whatever it is, folkways, taboos. I ran all kinds of shit through my mind. And the only thing I could keep coming up with is a goddamn toilet's broke. And why was there fucking rubbers in my toilet that didn't belong to me? Because I only have Magnum XL, a specially prescribed shit. They're like fucking pool liners. That's how thick the rubber is. Why did that happen? And I'm thinking that. Who was in here fucking? Was there a chick in here dressed as a man? And he was fucking while I was unconscious? That's the stuff you have to be careful of. Even at your house, it could happen. Yes, you do is snake down your hand on your toilet thing or stick a fucking fiber optic camera and see if you've got any rubbers dangling in your toilet and what could happen. Check out the floorboards around your toilet. The press board could be getting ready to give way. Right? I have extremely rare women at my house. A lot of Irish women, the finest bitches in the world until they get old. Beautiful white skin, fucking beautiful fucking eyes, beautiful orange hair, thin, big tits. That's the finest woman on the planet, the Irish woman, until she gets old and she turns ugly. Big patches of red hair gone, dark bags under her eyes, the white skin, that shit that looks like you threw dust on her skin's all fucking gone, and now she's a wretch because they're fucking inclined, their tendency is to get sick. That's what redheads are, orange-haired women. They're the fucking real X-Men of this planet, and I advise you, if you can get one that's appropriately aged, to go for it, man. They got some all kinds of cock. Now, last recording, fuckstick. In the last goddamn recording, I talked about what? I said that I went to a woman's house, and she said, I had to do study on this stuff. She said that she had two 55-gallon barrels. She didn't say it. She had two 55-gallon barrels of grave dust. Grave dust, two 55-gallon barrels of grave dust in her house. We went there. I ended up fucking. But while I was fucking, before fucking, it was in her house, she starts to throw the dirt on the bed. I don't even want to talk about this, honestly, because This combined with my toilet fiasco and the fucking strange rubbers, the rubbers that didn't belong, the X-file of rubbers that was in my toilet that didn't belong, this and the toilet and this other thing with the dirt were like too much. It's over the top. I say all the time, if you open yourself up to anything and believe that anything is possible, it will happen. Even the Lord in the Bible, the Christian Bible, even the Lord in the Bible said, if you believe what it could be, told people not to tell him what he did, he could undo it and shit like that. It's just unbelievable the things that could happen, that did happen, and are happening to me because I have such an open mind. I'm telling you the truth. I really do. I talk to trees. I hug them all the time. I'm in the woods all the time, and I'm in the woods metal detecting. I'm in the woods looking for fucking buried fucking pussy scalps. I'm in the woods looking for old ancient arrows. I'm in the woods looking for ivory-billed woodpeckers. This is all shit worth a fortune. You could scalp a woman's pussy years ago when they were early settlers here. They were worth $5,000-$10,000. Now, Indians kept them. We had Indians all over the state. That's all it was. They kept them, and then they buried them. If you can get yourself a real Indian pussy scalp, you've really got something. Lay it down on top of your woman's pussy. You put it down there. You maybe put some temporary rubber cement. And you fuck her and you got the old pussy hair there. It's like you're getting two bitches for goddamn one. Only there was one early colonial settler who was pure of heart in every way. Just this pure thing. And then the slut under it, her real pussy connected to her. I don't know what happens. I mean, you got that too. So you have to figure that the fuck out. So the grave dust she said she had. It got weird. She started throwing the dirt on her bed. And I said, why are you throwing dirt on the bed? Now, I've done everything with regards to fucking there is. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It's not a joke. People will tell you this. This is a standard thing. People who talk about it don't get it. People who talk about it don't get it. People who never talk about it get it all the time. This is what they say. I don't know where I heard that. Maybe as a kid. But it's solely 100% not true with regards to me. If you saw me, if you met me, you hear how I can talk, you hear how persuasive I am, you know the relationship you and I have. Now try to imagine a woman trying to resist any of that with me. You keep tuning in all the time because you like to hear me talk, and it's the same way with a bitch. It's nonstop bitches. I have to be careful for situations I'm in, and they've been kind of weird. She throws the dirt on the bed, and I say, what are you doing? I was going to tell you this, man. It's embarrassing. She said, that's grave dust. Grave dust, something like that. Grave dust. She said, that's grave dust. I'm going to put it on the bed and we're going to go on there. We're going to make love. And I said, why do I want to screw on dirt? If you want to fuck out in the yard, I'll go out and fuck out there. We'll go out there in the snow. We'll fuck out there. I like doing that. Makes them cold, makes them feel fresh. It's just different. Their skin gets cold. Their pussy lips are cold. It feels like a really cool experience. Like, wow, I'm fucking something that's cold, like it's dead. Hey, this is much what it feels like when you're fucking somebody dead. Hey, this is really cool. It's oftentimes better than fucking in the fucking house on some big bed and a heat blanket and all kinds of gels and fucking creams and spoons and grinders and all that shit and HD makeup, $350 worth she wants you to pay for once she scrapes it off with a piece of glass and you see the shit you're stuck with. So she throws the dirt on the bed and she said, we're going to make love on that. I said, I'm not going to make love on that. I'm not fucking on dirt. And I said, look, there's branches and shit in it. There's leaves in it. There's rocks in it. I'm looking at them right now. I'm not going to fucking that. Why would you want to do that? She said, because it's special dirt. And I said, what kind of special dirt? She said, it's dirt that I've taken from the top of graves over at Elmwood Cemetery. That's near my house. I said, you took dirt from grave sites at Elmwood Cemetery? I said, how the fuck you do that? It's covered in snow, a foot of snow right now. She said, it doesn't matter. With that, she said, I take the dirt. We dig down past the dirt. I dig out the dirt with this thing she's got looks like a miner's pick with a long handle. And she said, then it thaws out when I put it in the basement. It thaws out and then it's out and it's ready to go. The water thaws out. I put a hole in the bottom of the barrel. And she said, then I just got the dirt. I said, you go to all that way for dirt to screw? She said, it's not just dirt to screw. She said, it's special dirt. It's grave dust. You can use it in spells and shit. And I said, I'm not getting on there. What kind of spells are you going to put in there? You're going to make a spell when I'm on top of me? She's talking witchcraft, stupid stuff that isn't true. She's going to do a spell on me or spell or something. She said, yeah, I can do spells with it. I said, why do you want me on there? You're going to do a spell on me, man? I mean, come on. I just fell through the fucking floor, man. I just fell through the floor. I was in Vietnam 18 goddamn months. I've done everything. I've seen anything. I've never had anybody do that. She said, I'm going to make us cast a spell. You're going to be in a grave dust. It's special dirt. It's because of the dead person. Their spirit traveled up through the ground, and it went through the dirt. And when it went through the dirt, it went to heaven or wherever it was going. And she said it left traces of fucking, of charm. I think she called it charmed. Charms. It left traces of charms in the dirt. I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not fucking on dirt that you took from a dead person's grave. I'm not going to do that. Then we started to get in a fight, and she pushed me onto the bed. And I think, if I'm not, I could be wrong. She pushed me onto the dirt. I think she wanted to get me onto the bed. She was, yes, she was going to fuck me, but maybe she was going to put a spell on me, put a cast on me, something with her charm dirt, and I was going to be fucked up. I was going to be Norm Augustinus anymore. I don't know what I was going to be, some vacant idiot walking around the woods up here with a Superman cape on and my fucking all other sandals, my running flaps, the Apache Indian here, made for me. I look like an Indian walking around, like an idiot walking around the woods, a vacant zombie. My fucking, like my El Dopa dried up or something. And I can't think no more. I don't want that. So I took the dirt when I was sitting on a seat when she pushed me and I fell on the bed and she was trying to mount me, and I started throwing the goddamn dirt at her. One fistful after another, dirt throwing it at her, and she's trying to block the dirt with her hand up and running and moving around the house, and I'm throwing more and more fucking dirt at her. Just throwing more and more goddamn dirt at her. Now, she had something in there that like looked like a talcum powder holder. It must have been a foot in diameter and 6 inches deep. This is what bitches use. I think talcum powder was outlawed, but maybe they came back with it. I'm not sure. Talcum powder caused cancer, all kinds of stuff like that, but she's got a talcum powder there. I dump the talcum powder on. I just keep digging buckets of fucking grave dust and throwing this charm dirt at her around her goddamn house. I said, here's your charm. Here's your dirt. Here's your fucking dirt. I saw her as an enemy. I saw her as a threat to my existence, and I didn't want it. None of that shit's real. It can't be. Let's sit down in a bed. You'll cast a spell on me. It's charm dirt. You dug off graves at fucking Elmwood Cemetery in a midwinter with 2 feet or foot, 18 inches snow on it. That's kooky. That's nuts. And you would never think it if you saw this woman. You think, wow, fat of the land, man. Look at her, Midwestern. Here she is, upper northern Michigan, making her way, finding her way, trying to find her place, understand life as best as she can, try to get through, and it's nothing like that. You never know what a person could possibly be. And I threw the dirt everywhere. Rocks were hitting her, pieces of wood were hitting her. I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. And I did. I grabbed my shoes and threw the goddamn talcum powder container down. I grabbed my shoes and ran out the goddamn door with no shoes on, and I ran all the way back to my house. I don't like to drive. If I can get out of driving, I will get out of driving. I've had benefits of driving. I didn't have to drive when I lived in New York City either, and I like that. I don't want to have to drive somewhere if I can avoid it, and I'm running as fast as I can. And something like that similar. And thinking to myself, what is this shit? You open yourself up too much. You're too vulnerable. I got to put a throttle on it. I got to put a goddamn governor on my open thoughts and make sure that I don't get this zany bullshit again and again and again. Throwing dirt, man. Magic dirt from some poor full fucking saps thing, some mamaluke, some fucking loop, some mook, some mamaluke, some fucking whatever it is, buried below it and his soul went through it. Now the dirt somehow better than other dirt. Well, all the goddamn earth is covered in something dead. There's fucking layers upon layers. I don't know how many feet, 100 feet, 50 miles, feet of 50 feet, 50 miles of dirt. Below where we're standing now with all kinds of dead shit under it. All earth is charmed, especially if it was made 6 days by Christ, isn't it? Doesn't make sense what the woman was trying to tell me. She's going to cast a spell. Hang on, will ya? Well, can I be privy to the spell? Could you at least enlighten me what the spell is before you turn me into a paraplegic? Before you fucking make my arms not work? Before you lobotomize me and all I can say is eat? Can you please make me a party of the fucking third party to the present party? Can you do something like that for me? Throwing a goddamn dirt. You should have seen it, man. Dirt everywhere. Hitting the walls, hitting her pictures, dirt on the couch, dirt on the everywhere. She's running, trying to get away from me with the dirt. And she's got her arm up like a vampire's coming at her, like she's holding a fucking cross or something. You don't try to bed me down, man. You don't try to pork me on a fucking satanic bed, some kind of goddamn ritual. man.
You've been listening to the one and only
Ornestinus.
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body, sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Eve, how are you? I hope you are well. I wanted to write this letter to you to tell you about something that recently happened to me. I took a shortcut the other day, and I had to walk through a parking lot. While I was walking through the parking lot, I came across a small area that was filled with trees and shrubs. Standing proud in the wooded area was a large snowman. I like snowmen, so I went over to it and I examined the build quality. The snowman had the usual three sections. There was the large bottom snowball, and then there was a slightly smaller middle snowball. And then there was the head section. Eve, instead of a carrot for a snoot, someone had used a condom for the snowman's nose. The condom had been knotted off, and it was completely filled with jism. It was frozen solid, too. There were pubic hairs of all shapes and sizes sticking to the condom. The lower section of the snowman had been fitted with a stretched-out pair of women's soiled cum panties. Additionally, someone had fitted the middle section of the snowman with a woman's extra-large brassiere. The snowman smelled like pussy, real bad. Eve, I believe I know what happened. A man and a woman drove to the wooded spot located in the parking lot. They made a snowman together. They were probably laughing and throwing snowballs at each other. And then they fucked. When they were done fucking, the man and the woman dressed the snowman with a woman's cum-stained brassiere in panties, and then they peeled out. The man and the woman felt good. The both of them had just came, probably multiple times. I felt sorry for the snowman. They made him, and then they exploited him. A condom nose and cum panties. Jesus. I gotta go. I've got things to do. Write me back when you can. I love receiving your letters. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the head shop off Gardner Road. Your big-titted little sister was buying zigzag rolling papers and door beads for her bedroom. She told me that she had removed her bedroom door. Your big-titted little sister wanted to hang beads where her bedroom door once was. She said she wanted to see what it felt like as she walked through the beads to get to her bed, bathroom, and closet, where she kept her dildo, douchebag, maxi pads, bong, dirty panties, jism-soaked brassieres, and battery-powered electric toothbrush that she used on her clitoris. While we were in the head shop, we walked over to the pornographic magazine racks. Your big-titted little sister got on all fours between the pornographic magazine racks, and she pulled her pants and panties down to her knees. Of course, I ate your big-titted little sister out, and then I gave your big-titted little sister a rim job. When I was done rimming your big-titted little sister's tight stink star, I hammered my pulsating cock into her wet, hungry pussy. While I was cramming your sister, a woman saw me intercoursing your big-titted little sister, and she walked over to us, and the woman said,
"The stench of raw pussy drew me to these magazine racks. It's a good thing these magazine racks are so high. It's really private over here. I'll bet you've eaten your bitch out and rimmed her. Sure you have. You've got big balls. I like big balls. 2 days ago, I killed a Muslim that tried to behead me. Last week, I gouged the brown, lifeless eyes out of a fat black woman that tried to rob me while I was inside a Walmart dressing room. I'm stressed out, man. I need healing. Sexual healing. How about a threesome? Right here amongst these magazine racks. Eat me out, rim and fuck me, and I'll buy each of you one of these pornographic magazines and a bag of pork rinds. As a bonus, I'll let you roll up the magazine that you chose and I'll allow you to fuck me with it. What do you say?"
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure Store manager. Ladies, have I got a deal for you. Right now in the front of this store, we're selling 5-foot-tall snowmen. Girls, these snowmen are real. They're made of actual snow. Of course, these snowmen are constructed in the usual way. There's a big round ball of snow at the bottom. There's a slightly smaller ball of snow in the middle. And then there's a small ball of snow that represents the snowman's head. These are genuine 100% snowmen. They come shipped inside a specially manufactured freezer. So why do you want a genuine snowman? These snowmen were built in a factory by certified Chinese lovers in China. Yes, the man and the woman loved each other as they built these snowmen. At a certain point, the chink lovers fucked, and then they fitted the chink girl's panties onto their symbol of love, the snowman. The chinks also fitted the snowman with the chink's woman's brassiere. Are the garments soaked in cum? You bet they are. You're getting actual cum panties and a sweat-soaked bra. Lovers all over China are inside huge climate-controlled factories where they are supplied with snow, a bed, and a magnum rubber. The cum-filled condoms /rubbers will be used by the chink lovers as a representation of a carrot for the snowman's nose. Why buy this? When your man sees the snowman sitting in your front yard when he comes home from work, he'll check the snowman out. Your big dick lover will see the cum panties, the sweat-soaked brassiere, and cum-filled not-enough condom nose, and he'll get extremely horny. Honey, you're not invisible anymore. Girl, get that pussy wet. You're getting the dick. Let me give you the price breakdown on this revolutionary sex enhancer product. The GE freezer is $700. To get through U.S. Customs, you'll have to pay another $1,000. Shipping and handling is $1,900, and the snowman is $1,400. Of course, the cum panties, brassiere, and cum-filled rubber is included. Hurry up and order your snowman today. You'll awe and amaze your friends. We guarantee that you will marvel at this unique, very
much-needed romance enhancer. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit into one of our central vacuum wall jacks located throughout our store. According to the floor manager on the 6th floor, Mandy was walking down the long administrative office hallway thinking about dick. She was turned on in a world of her own. Her vaginal lubricant was dripping into her panties and onto her frozen-shut asshole door. Most women are constipated 6 months of the year. When her thick, oily pussy drippings made contact with the door of her asshole gave way. Mandy Phelps was too far from a toilet, so she shit into the central vacuum wall outlet in the hallway. When the cover is flipped up, the vacuum turns on, and it starts sucking, baby. My assistant is extremely horny, and she has irritable bowel syndrome.
I shit into the wall inlet valve that is connected to the store central vacuum. I couldn't make it to the toilet. So what? I needed to shit and I wanted 10 inches at the same time. When I was done shitting into the wall inlet, I pushed my hungry pussy over the suction inlet. And I let the store central vacuum system get me off. I came at least 6 times. It sucked my Kotex and egg vibrator and my foaming yeast infection right out of my cunt. Why do I hear people laughing? Is my life funny to you? I'll show you what isn't funny.
Attention maintenance, please head to the 6th floor, locate central vacuum outlet number 16, and please remove the shit off the wall and off the Berber carpet. If you find a high-heeled shoe lying there filled with bubbling hot shit, please bring it to the counter on the 1st floor. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Yeah!